coming up after you if that doesn't. We're mostly sunny today with our high near 72. Hey, it's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. Another beautiful day. It was great yesterday because when you look at Moss, when I went out this morning early, I got up so early this morning. I mean, I got up at 3:30, and I went out with the dog at 4:30. And it was just a beautiful, calm, gorgeous morning, you know, still dark outside. You can see the stars. And just try to limber up a little bit, open the shoulders up, get some deep breaths in there. And just thought, you know, we live in a beautiful place. All we can control is really ourselves, our minds, our outlook on life. Because as we've experienced, if you the little things like things not functioning properly, electronics, cars, whatever, it can drive you up the wall. So let's just appreciate what we have right now. It's 50 degrees, mostly sunny today with our high of 72. Can't you see the flowers blooming? Partly cloudy tonight.
By the way, it's really beautiful from on top of where we are up there in
Whiskey
the tower,
Town.
Whiskey
mm-hmm.
Town. It's beautiful because we overlooked the whole valley
there.
Oh,
I bet you it is.
You can see everything. It's absolutely beautiful.
And tonight will be partly cloudy with overnight lows of 44. Mostly sunny on Saturday with our high of 68. Saturday night calls for mostly sunny. Then chance of showers with a low of 43. Sunday calls for chance of showers with a high of 51. And Sunday night overnight lows of 33. Monday calls for a high of 51. And Tuesday will be sunny with a high of 57. So Sunday, we just have about 30% chance of showers on Super Bowl Sunday, which, you know, of course, kickoff is at 3:30 and should be a lot of fun for many, many people who are really engrossed in what the Super Bowl brings around, you know, springtime and the whole thing. The end of a season, who will be the champions. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They go the extra mile for our community, the Kinney family. Shout out to them. And 365-3793. Now let's segue into, if you're watching KRCR this morning, you know you get to see him first, but here is our pet of the week right here live on Free Fire Radio with our good friend Amy. Who
good morning.
Gets the select pet of the week.
Good morning. Wasn't that sunset last night something else?
Absolutely.
Did you guys have a really nice one where you were at?
Yes, we do.
Man, everything was so pretty. So I have the cutest boy that ever was today. I have Goofy with me. Goofy is a young lab mix. He's like, I say young as in like he's about a year, maybe a little bit under even. But you wouldn't be able to tell. He's actually very calm right now. He's just laying down, hanging out. Goofy is a hugger. He is a handshaker slash holder. He does a very cute thing where he wants to hold your hand. It's not really like a shake because most dogs let go or put their paw down, but he doesn't. It's like a game of chicken to see who's going to let go first. And it's almost always you. And then he puts it right back in your hand and is like, nope, not done yet. So he is very, very cute. He is a very, very well-mannered boy. He does great with kids. He actually does great with very young kids as well, like young.
Right.
He's very respectful of children.
He'd be a great dog to grow up with.
And tolerant. Yes, mm-hmm. He would make an excellent family dog.
Right.
He does do well with other dogs, just ones that have manners and kind of, you know, if they're dog savvy, he's dog savvy about them. So really just about any household this kid could fit into. He is active. He's young. So he does still need, you know, his daily exercise and a place that's going to kind of mentally stimulate him as well. It's a lot of things that – it's a really important part of owning a pet is not just making sure they have the physical exercise but also making sure that they're mentally stimulated. Because dogs get bored just like people, you know. They get bored sitting in the house or bored in the backyard. So mental stimulation is really important too. So something to just keep in mind. But he is neutered, up to date on all of his vaccines, and ready to leave the shelter today.
He's adorable. And, you know, you always bring in a winner.
Yeah.
he's especially sweet.
Yeah, we named him Goofy because he's got just white paws, so it looks like Goofy gloves, you know.
Okay, but I would change that name immediately.
I would, too. I'm not a big fan of it, but he is a very, very sweet boy. He's got beautiful eyes, real kind of floppy, long lab ears, you know.
And white paws.
White paws, yeah. He's a really pretty dog. He's very well-behaved. He's very quiet. He is not a barker. He does not bark at all in the kennels. Even when people walk by or dogs walk by, he's very non-reactive to anything happening around him.
Because I'm a good boy and I want to go home with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Amy, thank you. What else is happening with Haven Humane while we have you here in the Pet of the Week moment?
We have a ton of things coming up, the most recent being the most, you know, one, the closest one. Man, what a morning.
It's okay. We understand.
It's going to be our open house, which is a big day for us. We love to do our open houses. We do them once a year. And it's a really good opportunity for the public to come out and see what Haven's all about. That is on Saturday, February 22nd at 10 a.m.
And there's going to be also, isn't there going to be shots?
We do a vaccine clinic now every single week.
Okay, a vaccine clinic every week. And you can get your dog or cat chipped.
Yeah.
Also, which helps if they get out. And, you know, it could be any reason. You know, some, all of a sudden there's a hole.
You just never know. And having a microchip is such a good thing.
Yeah, or their license on them. Mm-hmm. And what happens is Haven Humane is called about it, and they pick up the dog. The first thing they do is, or the cat, is that they scan it to see if the chip's there.
Yes.
And then they will just bring it to your home.
Yes.
It doesn't go to Haven Humane.
Yeah.
It comes to your home.
And even if it does come into Haven Humane, we have your contact information right away.
Right.
We can hold off on doing anything that's going to cost any extra money to get a dog out. It makes your life a ton easier to have your animal chipped.
In the first couple of times, it's a freebie anyway.
Well, yeah.
If it's continuous, they will charge.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. So definitely something, chip your pets. As always, spay and neuter them, as always. But always check out our Facebook page. We do post very, very often about adoptable pets, events that are coming up, spay and neuter specials, anything like that. We post our lost pets within hours sometimes of them walking in the door. Sometimes as they walk in the door, we snap a photo and say, is anybody looking for this
dog or
cat? So it's a good thing for our community to follow.
Okay. My buddy and I rescued a little poodle off a freeway. It was laying there. It looked like it was dead, but we lifted its head up. So we did a U-turn on the freeway in Kentucky. Went back. I was waving at traffic. And he ran out and grabbed it and brought it in. And it wasn't injured. It looked like it just maybe something had run over or, you know, he fainted
stunned
or something.
Stunned it, yeah.
Or stunned it. And
could have been stunned. You're right.
So we went to a veterinarian around there and left, the information. And he took it home. And a week later, he got a phone call. People were visiting people in the area.
Yeah.
The dog got out, and they were so happy, and they drove down there gave him a reward.
Yeah.
But he was kind of sad. He wanted to keep the dog. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get attached. Well, thank you, Amy. And, of course, Goofy's up for adoption. Appreciate you coming in on Friday. It's always wonderful to see you.
Changing his name to Avenger.
I want to call Avenger's a cute name.
I want to call him Toronto.
Toronto's cute,
Toronto?
Too.
Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Why Toronto?
I don't know.
Right.
Snow-capped mountains.
Thanks,
Amy.
That's cute. We just named a dog Garbanzo, which I thought
was
adorable.
That's cute. Great. Is it beige?
Yes.
Like a bar. Okay,
like,
I love
like
it.
A Garbanzo.
I love it.
Okay.
Well, thanks,
okay.
Amy.
What about naming the next Chihuahua? Pinto.
Pinto's cute.
Well, I was thinking about that because yesterday we had Elk Killer groomed. Elk Killer has had a little bit of skin issues and a cold and a cough, so Elk Killer hadn't been groomed since November. So Elk Killer was like the size of this table. And finally I said, we can't really have the, what do you call the big elephants with the hairy, the woolly hairy.
Yeah, the woolly mammoth.
The woolly mammoth around anymore, so I went and got her groomed. Meanwhile, the reason I'm going to her is because the lady who owns it, Claudia, from Top Dog Grooming, had a bunch of dogs, little tiny chihuahuas. And she goes to Mexico every year, and sometimes she brings back a dog. She rescues a dog. So, and they become her pet. So she's got this little baby black chihuahua and just running around. I don't know. Maybe it's just a tiny chihuahua. I said, oh, my gosh, is that one of your Mexico rescues? She said, no, but somebody here dropped off the mom, a dog, and the puppies. And so I just gave them a home.
Aww.
Well, this little black dog must have been, 5 pounds. Ruling every other dog.
As they tend to do.
So cute. Like, they're sitting around like waiting for the command. I said, what would you call if you're a little baby black chihuahua like that? What would you call him? And I was thinking of all these different names. You know, like how cute it would be to have a little one like that. But anyway, thanks again, Amy.
Of
little
course.
Sidebars here on this Friday
doing.
Morning.
And when you leave, we're going to talk a little bit on the other side about the no-kill rule that Gavin Newsom has come up with. And everybody likes the idea, but the ramifications on this could be tremendous on the impact it has on places like Haven Humane and other shelters. And I'm not talking good implications there. It could be very serious problems that we're going to be facing here if this thing goes through.
And one more thing, when we do come back, I'm going to tell you the 5 things you need to know today And Carl, of course, will expound on each one of them. And you may as well at 605-4567. That's our hotline here if you've got something on your mind. Bye, Amy. If you've got something on your mind, you know, thank you so much for our loyal listeners. We do have to take a break. Thank you last night after many, many you climbing up on the mountain and all the things we were doing. We come back into our sleep number bed, and my sleep number setting last night was 45.
Well, my sleep number setting last night was 65. and I'm edging up to 100 here. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. Did you know that? Sleep Number does all these studies. And the thing about Sleep Number is, of course, is that you can have the exact firmness you want on your side of the bed. And Linda can have the exact firmness she wants on hers. No compromise there. And since marriage is a huge compromise, being able to not compromise on your bed is kind of cool. Not only that, but it's got a remote.
And you know the NFL, yesterday I was listening to some of the NFL players, and they were talking about their Sleep Number bed. One of them who played for the Vikings, and I'm not exactly sure what position he was, but I was listening to this on one of the sports channels about how he came right out and talked about his Sleep Number bed really helped him get a deeper night's sleep in order for him to have that wellness to you know, you have to revitalize at night while you're sleeping. That's the best time for your body to replenish your energy, especially if you're in such high physical activity or high mobility in the daytime. So we seriously recommend our Sleep Number bed here in Redding, California. It's at the Target Shopping Center.
And you can discover proven quality sleep and save 50% off the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. It's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And you're only going to find Sleep Number at the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning. And this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our friend Wade Riggs is here. We love this guy.
Yeah.
He's quite the man. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning here, the 31st of January. It's a it's an interesting Friday. It really is. You think things are, you know, but then, you know what? Then, you know, you think, well, I've got problems. And then you realize you don't. You don't really have problems.
You know, it's just we're moving through stuff, guys, you know, so thanks for being patient. We have the AM, thank God. That was where we really started.
And our streaming.
Yeah, and we're streaming, and we, you know, we are working through a brand new system that we're about ready to tell the people to take it, and you put it, you know, where the sun don't shine. But, hey, listen, we're talking about changes.
Yeah.
Brexit.
That's
today.
It. Today.
The UK officially separates from the European Union. What does that mean?
What it means is the European Union started, you know, to try and compete financially or economically with China and the United States and others. But they also started taking over a whole lot more of the power from the people. And they were being told you had to do this, you have to do that, you had to do this, adopt a new money system. I mean, just, you know, the euro, all these things. And the people from United Kingdom said, you know what? This isn't working for us. So they had an election years ago to see if they wanted to exit, a Brexit, you know, exit from Britain's exiting from the European Union. And nobody said they had a chance. And it was in 2016. They said it does not have a chance of passing. Well, it did pass because the people, the working people, said, you know, this is not, you know, this is not doing what it said. It's impacting on us severely, and so we want to be our own, you know, we want to run it our own way. Well, since they voted, it's been a battle since then, and then Boris Johnson, when they had this last election, Boris Johnson, the prime minister there, his party just crushed the other side, which said, yes, we want to get out of the European
right.
Union. So that's what they did. And as of today,
it's
today
over.
Today it happens.
Today.
And President Trump's already come up with a new trade deal with them, you know, that's going to be helping them and also helping us. So it's huge.
All right. So we've got that just began because that is happening today. A lot of things happening around the world. One that we are really know that's affecting us, and we have had a couple declarations of the coronavirus already in America. Rising number of diagnoses and deaths put the evidence of person-to-person transmission cases outside China, made them reconsider. It's largely a political move that serves as a signal to governments to take the outbreak seriously.
American airline pilots are suing so they don't have to fly to
right.
China.
That's like having your like going to
we
death.
We have five cases in the United States. China, who has been trying to keep the lid on this, it's not succeeding. The Wuhan province, which is the city is larger than Los Angeles and San Francisco. People are trying to escape. They're putting a quarantine around the whole section of the country. There was a suspected case on a cruise ship in Italy
that's got to be a nightmare.
That just quarantined everybody on the ship. Yeah, so people are panicking in the sense over there in China trying to get out of there.
Well, there's been 9,709 cases that have been confirmed. 9,000.
Yes.
Confirmed. Yeah. 9,000. Okay. So we know what goes to 1,000. So 999, then there's 1,000. So I know sometimes we forget about numbers when we think, ah, it's a million, ah, it's a trillion. 9,000 cases, 9,709 worldwide.
China is building a hospital. It's going to take them 2 weeks. The hospital's for one thing. It's to take care of the coronavirus.
We're going to be, a lot of people are going to be traveling, you know, Super Bowl. You're going to be in some places maybe that are international. Wash your hands. Keep them covered as much as possible. Do not put your hands near your face. Okay. Don't put your hands in your nose, in your mouth.
Wear a mask.
Okay.
Number
two, impeachment.
Okay.
This could be the most crucial day in the impeachment trial yet. Today, the Senate's going to vote on whether to call witnesses. Despite the wave of uncertainty over relations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and despite ongoing debates about whether Chief Justice John Roberts can interview or intervene to make sure witnesses are called, it appears Republicans will all close ranks and vote against witnesses.
Well, you know what? This is just the trial on saying whether Trump should be impeached, should be found guilty or not. All the witnesses should have been called during the impeachment hearings. And now they want to add witnesses. Well, the thing about it is some people would say, fine, you want to have a witness, then Joe Biden's going to be standing here. Hunter Biden's going to be standing here. Adam Schiff's going to be standing here. The whistleblower's going to be standing here.
The
Democrats don't want to have it either. The Democrats do not want to have witnesses because they know what's going to happen with that. Right now, Biden's out there going from spot to spot to spot while Sanders and Klobuchar and Warren are there in the Senate chambers. Now, when you start calling witnesses, this could take weeks, even months. What McConnell and the Republicans are saying, your case was weak. If this is what you have, it doesn't meet the high crimes and misdemeanors. And so we're going to vote. So they're going to vote today, or maybe tomorrow, on if they're going to have witnesses. If they're not going to have witnesses, then the next vote right after that is guilty or not guilty. He'll be found not guilty, and there'll be Democrats voting for President Trump.
Number three.
The whole thing is a political farce, and it's wasted time. It's kept, of course, I don't know, if kept the senators from passing bills, well, maybe that's a good idea. But it's still a political farce.
And in news in Iran, the U.S. military is looking to bolster its defense against Iran by putting Patriot missiles, a kind of service-to-air missile defense system, in Iraq. However, the momentum in Iraq seems to be toward decreasing, not increasing, the U.S. military presence there.
That's fine. You know, the military presence there is to keep Al-Qaeda and ISIS under control. That's the whole thing.
When it gets right down to it,
that's what it's about.
And we have more in the news.
We made a mistake. No.
What do you mean we made a mistake?
We made a mistake back under Obama when we pulled everybody out. And you can say anything you want, but when we pulled all of our forces out of Iran, out of Iraq, what it did there, it left a vacuum. They had, their forces were barely trained. Their government was still young. And what that did was left a vacuum that ISIS filled. And because of what was going on from other decisions from the Obama administration with Gaddafi being taken out, with us, you know, joining in the fight in Syria, with the Muslim Brotherhood taking over Egypt, all during that one time frame. So what's happened is Libya is still warring factions. Lebanon is war, Libya's warring factions. Syria has caused millions of people to migrate to Europe.
Okay.
I mean, it just keeps going on. This hasn't ended yet because of decisions made during that era, that when Obama was president.
Well, we have two more things in the headlines that I want to get to, but we're at that break right now, and I know you're going to want to weigh in on two of these, especially the last one. So this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. If something happens, they can offer a comprehensive treatment for stroke that can reverse the effects of strokes. They have immediate evaluation and screening by specialized nurses and physicians. They can also provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients, working together to provide a high-quality care if you are hospitalized. Through discharge, all of this is Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus the work they're doing with the VA, plus the other stuff they're doing. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning, about 50 degrees out there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Friday, the last day of January. So it's the last day of January 2020. new beginnings in 2020, ending of the first month of the new decade, going into February, and, of course, Super Bowl weekend. Good morning, everybody. KCNR 96.5 FM, working on the tower, as you know. Thank you for all you who are listening online, as well as the 1460 AM is up and running. 7:34 in the morning, 50 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a beautiful day, mostly sunny, with a high of 72 today and overnight lows of 44. Carl is in talking to the tower, and I'm just going to skip right into we were going to go into 4 and 5, which are some headlines. We're going to go to those in a minute, but we have a special guest in the house, and his name is Cameron Middleton, and he is with House of Realty. So welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. So we partnered with you because we just thought it was really interesting to have you guys come on and tell us what's happening in the real estate market. We've seen, you know, because stock market has been doing so well, but we've got a lot of people leaving California. But on that hand, leaving California, new people moving in, the resurgence and a complete renewal of the downtown, which you and I have never seen in our lifetime here, and we're seeing a new Reading as it unfolds. What is happening in the market? Can you give us an overview currently?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a few things. Number one, rates, literally at the end of this week, have come down considerably.
Again.
So
mortgage rates.
Maybe
mortgage
it's time rates. To refi again.
It when you watch the 10-year treasury, that's what these are really based off of. And when you watch them start dropping below, we've been below 2.00 for quite some time on the yield. When you start to come down to 1.7, 1.6, right now we're in the 1.5s. As of yesterday, you start to really get very low rates. So that spurns some people to finally pull the trigger and maybe get out and start buying. The other thing we're seeing is quite a bit of commercial lease activity. So we're seeing businesses, we're seeing some people out there, more inquiries, whether they be new businesses, existing businesses. I've dealt with 3 or 4 different businesses in the last week that are looking for warehouse space because their inventory is increasing, because their sales are increasing. So that's good to see as well. That's really on more of a commercial and industrial scale in town to actually see some of those businesses thriving. So that's good as well. So we're seeing some good economic activity. The other part, too, though, and I was trying to get the exact number as of this morning, and, of course, that's the phone's not cooperating with me. Our inventory took a dip around Christmas, which it does, over the holidays. A lot of homes come off the market. People go, I don't want somebody traipsing through the house Christmas Eve. Let's go ahead and take it off temporarily or maybe do a couple of fixes. We haven't really seen a lot of those come back on. So our inventory has dropped a bit since really the end of the year, I would say end of November, right in there around
Thanksgiving. And the inventory isn't huge anyway. Is that correct?
No, it's not.
I mean, is it historically low right
no,
now?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
We've seen historically low. I mean, we get into the – really last year we averaged, you know, give or take, ballpark was around 1,000. And that's Shasta County-wide.
Homes on the market. Okay.
You know, now we're down, I believe, in the 700, 800s. Again, I was trying to pull the exact number as of this morning.
Well, but even if it's down in, say, 750, between 700 and 800, that's still a 20% of the market.
Yeah.
It's lower. And
710 as of this morning.
Okay, so you're talking at a 20% lower than. So what's the optimum, though, for out there? Is it over? It's over 1,000?
I would say 1,000 is a pretty healthy inventory.
Okay.
What 710 does is bring prices up a little bit because you just don't have as much out there. So your buyers are starting to have to compete. And it all depends on the sector. We had one that my Uncle Rob put on a couple of days, yesterday or the day before, and this is a $120,000. It's in such poor shape out off Rock Creek Road. you wouldn't think anybody would buy this at all. He had to do group showings.
Yeah, we snap it up in those prices.
Of
right.
Six or seven people, all cash offers. He's mm-hmm. got six or seven of them going. If you're in the 400s, 500s, you know, the higher ranges, it's a little tougher right now. You've got a few more on the market and a few less buyers. So it is all sector driven.
What happens when you get up to that million range? Does it go back up again? Because there's, you know, we have people we know that they were saying they were looking for a house. You know, they've got a really nice place in that, well, maybe in that $2 million range, you know, we looked at them, you know, they were smiling.
Well, anyway, I think, sure, along with that thought, there were two of the gals yesterday I had lunch with, and they both have wanted to move from where they are. Stay in Reading. Scale down. One story,
yes,
not two story.
That.
Scale
yeah.
down. One story,
still
not two
nice
story.
Still a nice house, of course.
Yes.
But
and,
they don't
and,
need a two story
And then
home
they're
anymore.
Looking around and they're saying, gosh, for what I have now and what I can get, I'm thinking maybe, but I think maybe when people see these percentage rates of what's happening with the, yeah. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's along the same lines as far as people wanting to change maybe from a two-story to a one-story. They don't care if it costs more money. They just want to change what their maybe a location.
I'm seeing that exactly right now and working with multiple clients that are doing just that. And it may be not even necessarily a downsize. It's, you know what, we don't want the pool anymore. We're done with the pool. The kids are out of the house. No need for the pool. No need for so much lawn. I want a little more space for my new boat and my RV. Let's go ahead and switch out certain features for others.
Yeah.
So almost a lateral move, maybe even within the same neighborhood. Mm. I mean, literally.
Well, we had a house across the street that's been vacant for years.
Long time.
And it's just been bought by a great family, a retired Marine, by the way. And they looked at 50 houses, and they were living in Corning, and he had just gotten out of the Marine Corps. And for 50 houses, they wanted to be close to UPREP because they got the kids in UPREP. And so they took it. So that is the last house available in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But they were looking for a long time. And I didn't ask them how much they paid for it, but they've moved, you know. So there's people moving in here and moving into Reading because they wanted to be in Reading because of the schools. Isn't that interesting?
Not entirely surprised, though. I mean, we do see that. Our school system up here really is phenomenal. Excuse me. A lot of people don't realize that when you start going to other areas within the state of California, they just don't have the overall quality. Plus, you can really get quality, you know, it's not super neighbor specific, I would say. So you've got somebody that says, gosh, you know, I've got a great spot on the west side. There's good schools over here. Well, they want to move out to Palisadro, have some acreage, a little elbow room. Same thing. They're still able to go out to Palisadro and now have good schools out there. They have good schools in Anderson, you know, over on the east side of town. Mm-hmm. So really that's a general draw I think we're going to have for some time moving forward. But it does, and I know some people right now, they've got theirs on the market, nice house up in, Sunset Terrace, but you know what? Their daughter's going to be going to school out in Palisadro. They want to move out there to where she can walk to school. So they're making that transition as well. So it's interesting to see the reasons people are moving around, but we are seeing activity, the decrease in inventory. And again, this is the seasonal time mm-hmm. where we do see a decrease. This is a little steeper mm-hmm. than we saw this time last year, but to see the inventory come down, you still have buyers out there. You still have demand. And what we hope for is that keeps a steady growing, slow growing market. You want to see good, slow, single-digit price appreciation. We don't want to start getting wild and getting crazy with, you
like
know,
it did before.
25% appreciation in a year. That means something's about to crash. So it's
that's
good.
When you should sell right then. Huh?
Well, and that's interesting, too, although I'll tell you, we're looking at that as well, and I wanted to maybe cover it a little bit in the next segment. The rental market is certainly seeing a lot of changes, and there have been a lot of legislative changes.
Okay.
From the state of California regarding rentals and tenants and how that works just since the start of the year.
Okay, well, let's cover that. It's time for a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And speaking of Sunset Terrace, people lost their fire insurance up there.
Oh, yes.
And we've had several people call us and, you know, and talking about us. We've sent them all down to Judy Maxwell. She's gotten them all fire insurance again. You might want to take a look at what happens if you're having problems with this health insurance that you have to have by today. You may want to give Judy a call at 221-0441 because the state of California wants to take $3,000. Out of your pocket if you don't have health insurance. If you're not sure about what all that means or what you can do, give Judy Maxwell or one of her very, very competent assistants there a call at 221-0441 or stop in at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to the Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back with Cameron Middleton and more about rentals and all the new laws that could impact on people.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today it's 7:49 in the morning. It's the 31st of January, and it's 50 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, where Linda likes to hang out if I'm on the range. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, which keeps my time on the range a little bit shorter than it used to be. Hey, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, and Cameron was just reappointed to the Planning Commission.
Congratulations, buddy.
For people that are sitting out there going, what's the Planning Commission? You know, are you planning parties? Or
no, not anymore.
You're a daddy now. There is no such thing as off time.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, that's why I'm a little tired this morning. He was up a couple of times last night. But, no, so the Planning Commission, and this is the City Planning Commission. Each jurisdiction has one. What we do, we have two roles. One is legislative. So we approve oftentimes language changes to zoning code, things of that nature. So whether it's anything from the cannabis ordinance, signage ordinance, which will be coming up in front of us, I think, fairly soon.
AMPMs,
things like that.
That was a battle.
It was a battle. And that's sort of the second part of what we do, which is almost a quasi-judicial, where we hold hearings, we hear appeals, we approve use permits, site development permits, things at a certain level that attain a certain level within the city per the code. They come before the panel, and we're all citizen volunteers. People ask how much we get paid. I tell them it's quite a bit. We get a free bottle of water at every meeting. That's it.
I hope it's not that glacier water.
No, it's pretty straight stuff. So
Costco water.
Yeah, I've talked to the city attorney about that, but I don't think we're getting anything up.
He just laughs. Okay, so, and for the planning, now, there's a lot of things that come, I mean, everything comes through you all.
Quite a bit.
So if we talk about Dignity Health Center, you know, them wanting to build down there, we had Barry Tippin on yesterday, because as you know, the Henderson Open Spaces is a battle, a continuous battle going on down there.
Almost a war.
Nobody's hopefully been hurt, during this battle, war, but they believe if the Dignity Center can be built down there, that's going to help it tremendously. So do y'all have anything to do with that one?
Well, that will probably come back before us at the commission here, I would figure, this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going through and doing their draft EIR. My understanding is I believe they have that pretty close to done, if not finished.
That's what I'm kind of hearing.
And so now they are still intending to move forward. I think there were some that kind of wondered for a while there. They had the big merger. They were asked to do the EIR. Things were kind of put on hold. There were some questions. My understanding is they're still moving forward.
Okay.
Which is good, now, because I think that will help Henderson Open Space.
Costco and the casino. Did the casino come through y'all too? Or Wind
no.
River? Because it's tribal land.
And it's in the county.
Oh.
So it is in the county. So in terms of, it's outside of city limits, the area where the casino is going to go. It's just south of city limits.
Oh, is it?
Now, the casino would prefer to have city utilities.
Yeah.
Which would really, down the road, depending upon what the Bureau of Indian Affairs does, that really will be more of a city council decision on that level.
Okay.
So I don't see this particularly maybe coming in front of the Planning Commission.
Okay.
There's a chance that some of the road accommodations that will happen within the county could potentially go in front of the Shasta County Planning Commission, but that'll also be a Board of Supervisors issue.
Okay.
But again, all this at this point depends upon the decision by the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
I want to move on to the next subject, but I want to kind of wrap this one up.
Yeah.
So the Planning Commission, if I've got an idea that I want to build a business, is it just businesses or anything? What else would it be? Or just planning on something that's going to impact on the infrastructure of Reading.
Absolutely.
Comes through you.
So whether it be subdivisions, in many cases, we heard an appeal literally on a fence this Tuesday. Airbnbs, if there's an appeal for that decision, will come in front of the Planning Commission. Subdivisions. So there's a number of residential things that occur that come in front of the Planning Commission, but also a lot of other commercial and industrial projects certainly do.
And of course, you know, every case is by, you know, is a new one. But we want to continue this growth that we're seeing in Reading.
That's it. And I think it's you want to be helpful, and as a planning commissioner, mm-hmm. you want to make sure things are done right, but that they, you know, that we can flourish and foster as a city, mm-hmm. that we can see that growth, we can see it well planned, we can see it well done. It's difficult because all new development has impacts. Sure. And really what I always say is that a planning commissioner's role is to determine the word significant. We
right.
interpret that word.
Okay.
Are these impacts going to be significant, and can they be mitigated?
All right. Now, let's talk about, you said, a lot of new rules about rentals. And some people are not going to like these.
A lot of new rules about rentals. New laws that have been passed that are now coming into effect that really change the landscape here locally with regard, well, statewide, with regards to landlords and tenants. One is rent control. So we now have rent control price caps statewide. You can only raise the rent on a rental. Now, there are exceptions like single-family residences.
Is this on just homes or is this businesses too?
This is on residential.
Okay.
These are for renters for their primary residence. It is 5% plus inflation.
5 or 3?
5.
5%. Okay.
So figure plus 2 or 3%, so about 7 or 8% right now.
They can raise it
overall.
Up to 8%.
Yeah, yeah. So if you take the statewide inflation number right now, which I think is 3.3,
uh-huh.
add that to the 5, you get 8.3.
Okay, and that keeps people from raising it 10% every year.
Or more.
Or more.
Or more.
And especially with places, and we're not talking specifically around like renting, but you get down into the high rent districts in San Francisco and all these people have apartments, and they're just waiting for the next year to pump them up 25%.
Yeah, you've got an apartment down there for $2,500, and it's a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. You're so far below market.
Yeah.
You can get that up to $3,500, $4,000 a month down in San Francisco.
Right.
So to see
and you could get it. So now what they've done is 8%. What that's going to do is that's going to really put a cap on people that people will want to stay in that place, I imagine, for as long as they possibly can.
That's correct. The other thing, and I've got a cousin who lives in Oakland, and she goes, you know, I don't see my boyfriend and I ever moving. Here we are. They're very professional. They're highly
right.
educated people,
right.
and they're in this apartment complex, and they're like, we're rent controlled.
Right.
We go anywhere else, we
right.
are going to triple our rent.
When we were in New York, they were going through these battles where people were buying these buildings and rent controlled, and
right.
they started renovating. And when they did that, they made it inhabitable. And huge battles going on
yep.
in New York.
That's happening in
so
San
you're
Francisco
gonna see
too.
It, well, you're going to see it in San Francisco too. You may, yeah, I may have you capped here, but guess what? Everybody around you, we're going to be working on this, and we're going to, you know, make your life miserable.
2,000 units just came on the market yesterday down in San Francisco from one entity. It was about a third of their stock down there. And they're literally saying this is a sizable percentage, even in San Francisco, of the total number of rental units.
And they're selling them.
They're selling them,
which is telling you something.
It's telling you something.
Now they can, but as we also talked, they'll sell these 2,000 for a price that will allow them to buy 4,000 any place else.
Wow.
Well, the other thing we're seeing, too, there's a new provision that was put in by the state that you cannot discriminate based upon income, meaning that as a landlord, you can no longer state that you will not take Section 8 HUD vouchers for housing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you necessarily have to take that applicant. You can have other metrics that you can use, but you cannot deny them based upon that, nor can you have it in your advertising. So that's an interesting one. Another one is that if you have at least 3 units on a parcel and you have balconies, you now have to get those balconies inspected. And if they have stucco exteriors, you got to take it off. You got to get inside, look at the wood. There was a balcony that collapsed in Berkeley a few years ago.
Yeah, and it killed some international students.
Some people.
Yeah,
and
that.
So that is a result of this, or this is a result of that action. So we have that's going to be a new one. Between that and the rent control, the other one too that's. I think kind of interesting, as we talked about on the last time I was on, is this split roll Prop 13 will apply to multifamily residential. Mm-hmm. And so that could be interesting as well. You will now start to see the property taxes, if that passes, go up substantially.
Okay, so I own an apartment building. I've got 10 units in there. I've had it in my family for 40 years. This thing passes. I get hit with 500% on my property taxes. I can't turn around and pass that down now to people renting except at 8%.
Correct.
So what they've done is they've almost kind of maybe put me out of business if I don't have the pockets enough to pay.
Potentially.
And you go bankrupt? What do? You lose it.
Well, you would at least try and sell it.
Yeah.
And again, the big corporations aren't going to get hit by this. It's the scenario mentioned.
It's the local big corporations person. Will fight it for years, but it's the mom and pops.
Well, Cameron Middleton, House of Realty. If you have
we need
any questions,
an hour, buddy.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
House
right.
of Realty. If you have any questions for real estate needs or anything, call Cameron and his group.
That's right. And One Safe Place is joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial, but it looks like the door may be closing on Democrats' hopes of extending the trial.
It would take every Democrat and four Republican senators to vote for witnesses. And Tennessee's Lamar Alexander announced last night, while the president's handling of Ukraine was inappropriate, it didn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense. Lead House Prosecutor Adam Schiff continued to push for testimony.
Can't even get a fair shake for the American people.
But defense attorney Patrick Philbin says Democrats have no grounds to impeach.
The theory of abuse of power that involves no allegation of a crime.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
If the Senate vote on hearing more witnesses in the impeachment trial ends in a tie, then the Chief Justice could step in.
51 votes are needed to either block or accept new witness testimony. In the event of a tie, Chief Justice John Roberts could either break the tie or refuse to intervene. It's widely believed he would not cast a vote. But the uncertainty of what Roberts would do is hanging over the Senate as the impeachment trial winds down.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A World Health Organization official in Africa says a new virus that's already infected thousands could overwhelm African health systems. WHO has declared the new coronavirus a global health emergency. Airline passengers making their way to and from China are navigating an eerie scene as officials around the globe work to contain the fast-spreading coronavirus. On one plane ride from Shanghai to New York, nobody spoke for fear of spreading germs as flight attendants donning face masks served drinks to similarly clad passengers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 372 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
The Hummer is making a comeback.
Only this time it won't guzzle gas or spew greenhouse gases. General Motors plans to start selling a battery-powered Hummer pickup in September of 2021. At least part of the new Hummer will be shown in a 30-second television ad during the second quarter in Sunday's Super Bowl. The truck will be unveiled officially in May, will have a huge battery to generate the equivalent of 1,000 horsepower, and will go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. GM's providing few other details. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Iran's nuclear agency called recent sanctions on the head of the agency by the U.S. an unwise move that won't interrupt Iran's peaceful nuclear policies. The U.S. announced new sanctions Thursday against the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran and its director, Ali Akbar Salehi. The sanctions freeze any assets that Salehi has within U.S. jurisdiction. News and analysis at townhall.com. German automaker Volkswagen has kept its lead as the world's largest automaker.
This after Japanese rival Toyota announced it sold fewer vehicles last year. Toyota sold 10.74 million vehicles around the world in 2019, trailing Volkswagen record annual sales of 10.97 million vehicles. U.S. automaker General Motors was the top automaker for more than seven decades before losing it to Toyota in 2008 and no longer has a shot at the top spot. John Scott reporting.
John Delaney is ending his presidential campaign after pouring millions of his own money into the effort. The former Maryland congressman is the longest-running Democratic candidate in the race, announcing his bid in July of 2017. But Delaney's early start did little to gain him an advantage in the race or raise his name recognition with Democratic primary voters. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. After the news here, it is the 31st of January, 2020. Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda, good morning, and what's the weather look like?
Well, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It's going to be 72. Our highs today with our overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 68. Maybe chance of showers on Saturday night with our lows of 43. Sunday calls for a chance of showers. We're talking about 30%, so, you know, scattered maybe. With our high of 51 and overnight lows of 33, and Monday will be sunny with a high of 51, overnight lows of 34, and Tuesday with a high of 57. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are our weather sponsors, located in Anderson, locally owned, family, veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They're great people doing great things for our industry, the Kinney family. I mean, it's our industry. I mean, our North State. So, anyway, welcome back to our Friday edition. And again, thanks all of our loyal listeners, for listening online and with our AM. We're up in the tower today working on our FM transmission.
Carl is climbing the tower today.
And, other engineers are working tirelessly. We've got a brand new computer, a new system, and, you know, kind of sometimes you want to just throw that in the, like, it's like new things. Like, you know, new things.
You know, it's funny.
Not sure about the new things.
You've had your Kenmore washing machine and dryer. It'll last for 50 years. A system we've been using since we've been here it's got to be at least 20, 25 mm-hmm. years old. Works just like it just gets out there and just hums 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But it was starting to do little things we're like wearing
little
out.
Things. So we got this brand new system.
Brand new computers.
That was going to be wireless and blah, 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 blah. And it works great. And then for some reason, it refuses. It just refuses to play something like the news, or it jumps ahead. So, I mean, these are just little things that we're fixing, working our way through. And as far as the FM is, we know that it's not the transmitter and all that. Now we're going up the tower today to see if we've got something wrong with the couplings at the antenna. And if not that, then we're looking at the coax cable. So all that should be figured out by today so we can fix that also. So just to let you know, and thank you for your patience. And today,
we're working diligently.
We have one safe place with us.
Yeah, we have our girls here this morning. Could you please introduce yourselves?
So I'm Christine, right? You may have or may have not heard of me already on the radio.
You've been on the radio with us, what, 3 or 4 times now?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you've been with One Safe Place and what your title is.
All right. I'm an advocate. I'm a client advocate at One Safe Place. I'm also an educator. So I educate at schools. I host a domestic violence sexual assault intervention course at Shasta College. That's amazing. We've got a great turnout this year. And we also do education in the community, and we're going to be doing that today on the radio.
Excellent, Christine. Okay, and also with us, brand new,
yes,
on the radio with us for the very first time.
Good morning. I'm Beth Wallace. I am new to One Safe Place, but I have been a volunteer for the last 8 months. My title is also a prevention educator, so I do the similar things that Christine does. I'll be going out into the community I'm also going to be starting the March class for the domestic violence and sexual assault intervention class. And that will be held at One Safe Place. I am also the volunteer manager. So everyone who wants to volunteer there, call me and I will set you up.
Okay.
So
wow.
What does that look like?
We have lots of education going on here today.
Lots of education. So
plus we have something huge.
I was going to ask a question to Christine, to Beth, excuse me. So Beth, you know, we're going to have to, I think we can do this before we take a break. I'm always curious because there's a calling. And Christine, we've talked about this in a prior interview with you about, you know, what resonated for you that you wanted to make sure that you were part of the One Safe family, One Safe Place family.
It's been something that's near and dear to my heart for a very long time. As a teenager, I had a very close family member who became involved in a domestic violence situation. And it was such a surprise to me. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why this person stayed. I didn't understand any of the dynamics that were involved. And as a teenager, also, it made me feel very unsafe mm-hmm. and created anxiety within me. So being a prevention educator was an important component to me accepting this job. You know, I really like that part.
I love the story because everybody's got usually most people that are with One Safe Place have some kind of personal trauma that has that's the indicator or the step over the threshold to this is what I'm going to be doing with my time. I need to be doing this with my time. And so it's interesting that you use the word like anxiety. Mm-hmm. Don't even know where it comes from. It comes in, it can hit you on a subconscious level, trust issues, not being able to focus, mm-hmm. a lot of PTSD that goes on with that. And so I think it's very interesting, Christine, that you said, and we're going to be touching with you. Of course, we've got the crab feed, and oh, isn't that going to be nice? Tomorrow, 1,000 of our best friends out of Reading will be there. And, of course, that's the biggest fundraiser. But the reality is I want people to shift for a minute and think about why we're coming. It's not just for the crab mm-hmm. and for the visit. It's because we're raising funds for this program, for this great – I went there the other day – this building where you can go in. I walked by and I saw somebody filling out the paperwork, you know, in a room. And I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know her story, but I could just imagine, you know, feeling that you're alone, but you're not alone. So we are so happy to have a place like this. And it's been a lot of many, many years to get One Safe Place in the building up and going. And that's what tomorrow night's fundraiser is for, to keep it going.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. To keep it going and also to prevent it from happening again. So there will be a portion of the crab feed that allows you to donate to Camp OSD or Camp One Safe Place, which is a week-long camp we host annually in June, and it's for children who have been affected by family violence. Right. So as you were saying, you know, the anxieties, the PTSD, that carries on into every relationship that we have. And so the most important aspect for us to give to our children is that they have a stable, healthy relationship with an adult. And so we facilitate that and build relationships for an entire week. And then throughout the rest of the year, we also host mentorship opportunities so that the children get to see other kids who they went to camp with, who have also had family violence, right? It's not something that happens rarely. It's something that affects us all, and we all know somebody who has been affected by domestic violence or sexual assault. And so it's important for us to help our children understand that they're not alone and that there are other people and support groups.
You also want to break the cycle in here. And mm-hmm. and this is the big thing is I just saw where somebody was arrested for molesting a child. And he'd been molested since he was 7 years old. Now, that's not an excuse when you're an adult. You should mm-hmm. be able to make those decisions. But it started with him. And we have acts of violence in a home. It tends then for the children to pick it up and think that this is somewhat of a normal relationship. So something like Camp One Safe Place starts breaking that down mm-hmm. where they can stop, you know, where they can break the cycle and then have mentoring as they're growing up, as they stay here in town and they stay here in our area. learning how to have a normal relationship. So it's really important. You know, everybody laughs when we talk about the, you know, the crab walk and all these things. But where the money goes is so important around here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a quick break. And I want to remind everybody that the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson is having their monthly breakfast, and it goes from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So you can go there and fill up on sausage and biscuits and gravy and all that before the Super Bowl. Yeah, and they have plenty of room down there for everybody. I want to remind everybody about that. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst. You know, Jeff, we got a phone call yesterday from a lady who said, you know, I went down to talk to Judy Maxwell about my insurance, and then I went down to have my windshield fixed, and Jeff fixed it perfectly, and I just wanted you to pass this on about your, the people that advertise with you that, you know, we use them.
Wonderful.
And he did a wonderful job. You know what? And there's your spot, is that somebody calling in to say what a great job that
That's
Jeff
cool.
Horst and Crackmaster Windshield yeah. Repair did. You can make an appointment at 241-8373. For an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Jeff Horst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. We'll be right back.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 31st of January, last day of January. 8:19 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck Kenny will be on next week talking about a guy. They're getting ready to, they're going to talk about, and this is interesting, sex trafficking in Nepal. They're heading over to Nepal. They have a horrible problem over there, just as we're seeing here, to address that. And he has made another trip over. So he's going to be in here next Thursday talking about that and the guy that, you know, that goes with him. Mm-hmm. It should be a very interesting time. So this portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. It's locally owned, locally operated. Locations right here in Reading at 1845 California Street and at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. And, of course, in Red Bluff for our friends down there, 500 Riverside Way. You can learn so much about Cornerstone at bankcornerstone.com, but stop by and find how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Now, we were talking just at the break here about that it's Chinese New Year, and that's Kung Hoi Fat Choi. I lived in Hong Kong for 2 years. It's a very big deal. It's the beginning of their new year. Spring Festival begins, actually the little year, preparation for the new year begins on January 25th. Or January 17th, but now the Spring Festival goes the 25th through February 4th, and it is the year of the rat. You thought it was the year of the snake. It is the year of the rat. And the rat, of all zodiac animals, according to one myth, said would decide the order in which they arrived to his party. Anyway, so it's associated with earthly branch, midnight hours, yin and yang, sign of wealth and surplus because of the reproduction rate. Married couples also pray to them for children.
Rats are clever, quick thinking, successful, but content with living a quiet and peaceful life.
So if you were born in the year of 24, 1936, 1948, which is Carl, 1960, 1972, 1984, 1996, 2008, and 2020 are the year of the rat.
There you go.
This is your year, Carl.
This is my year.
It is.
Well, yeah, and it's starting off really. Okay, but really, it's starting right now.
Yeah, because exactly.
In the Chinese New Year. So everything from now on is going to be better.
And
so
you hopefully, know, it's
so
adaptable.
That means it won't fall off the tower today.
It's adaptable, dear.
Okay. And I won't touch. If I put one finger in this one, in this contact, and one in this one, and as the current flows through me and it works, do I have to stay there? That's the question.
I don't know if you have a choice at that point. Doesn't it just kind of electrocute you? And you?
Well, I've already called the life flight helicopters and put them on alert. Okay. We're here with Safe Place, Christina and
Beth.
And we're talking, of course, One Safe Place. We were talking about the, even though it's the One Safe Place crab feed, of course, mm-hmm. tomorrow night. And right. Over 1,000 people were there. I was honored to be asked to be an MC along with Joe Comente. Lee Luff's going to be there for the auction, mm-hmm. and it's a you can't forget the reason we're there.
Yes,
and it's the largest fundraiser you have, mm-hmm. of course. And the you can give if you don't do anything else, you can give almost any amount you want. Mm-hmm. To help Camp One Safe Place.
Yeah.
Because we'll give everybody an opportunity, whether it's $1,000 or it's $10.
Yep. Everything helps.
Everything helps. And we're going to have dozens of people running around there to help you know, with that.
Dozens, like 100 people.
Well, I mean, dozens, though, running around with little clipboards to help identify, you know, if you raise your hand, you know, that somebody doesn't get to you right then for some reason, and we'll explain this. Well, then, don't give up. As you're leaving, just get in the line and say, I want to give.
There will be some clear opportunities also to actually donate to sponsor a child or more than one child specifically for Camp One Safe Place. So that will be an opportunity that's specifically available as well.
Okay, great. What else do we have here?
Well, we have Camp OSP, right? We're going to keep talking about that because it really ties into one of the awareness aspects of this month, which is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. A lot of people think that they talk to their kids about the importance of healthy relationships, right? What does that mean to you, or how do we model it best in our home? But the fact of the matter is that the kids aren't receiving that information, right? So as much as you think you may have brought it up in a conversation on the way to school or after school, or, you know, it's important that you sit down and have an eye-to-eye conversation about the importance of a healthy relationship and opening up that communication opportunity for the kids to be able to go to the parents or any adult in their life and be able to talk and process about what's going on in their life or what's going on in their relationship. So there's a survey that was done. 75% of the parents surveyed thought that they had had that conversation with their kids, but about 74% of boys have never had that conversation with their parents, and 66% of girls have never had that conversation with their parents, right? So there's a big disconnect here between what we think we're doing and what's actually
being received. I can tell you right now that how this happens. When I can just go back to the Marine Corps. When we get ready to counsel somebody on something, we call it waving the red flag. That they understand why they're sitting there. And this isn't something we talk about in circles, but I think a lot of times parents don't do that. They talk in circles around it, thinking that they're catching on to it. And the kids are looking at it from a completely different viewpoint, not really understanding this is what we're talking about here. Well, you know, you got to be a man, you know, gentleman, you know. Okay.
You know, you got to be a man. Well, what does that mean?
That's right.
You got to be explicit.
So, you know, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be respectful. Okay, you can be respectful, but then it can lead to rape.
Right. And what does
only
respect
because,
mean?
Right? Respect, but also, you know, if you don't, you know, sometimes you have to be so direct. If she's drunk and she's saying yes, doesn't necessarily, or she's not saying anything, doesn't mean yes. Doesn't mean yes.
Yeah.
But you've got to be specific. The next question is, are there guidelines that you give to parents and say, you have to touch on these things?
But you just mentioned respect, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit. You know, respect is consideration, right? And how in order for you to consider what another person's viewpoint is or where they're at or what they would like or dislike, you have to respect them. Right? A good relationship cannot exist without mutual respect. So having said that, we need to look at how often and how casually we use that word, respect, right? We see it written everywhere, you know, there's a R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right?
Yeah, right?
We talk about it all the time, but in the context of a relationship, proper respect, you know, they say has four different elements, right? That's paying attention. To what the other person is thinking, saying, what their intentions are. There's also honoring, right? Honoring whatever their judgment is, honoring what they want, honoring where they are in life, and valuing, right? Valuing their opinions, taking it into consideration, processing. And then, of course, appropriate conduct. And that comes back to how we treat each other, right? If you have respect for somebody, you're going to consider, right? Maybe they're upset about something, right? They may not be able to articulate exactly what they want or need, especially if they're under the influence. But it's important that in order to have respect, you have to consider what they're actually intending to say or want. Right, it doesn't just stop at communication, right? Because sometimes that communication can break down, especially if there's drugs or alcohol.
But on the other side of this, and I'm not trying to take, you know, saying you shouldn't be, but a lot of times when you're young, You don't. I mean, to this day, I am Linda's closest friend, and she's my closest friend. There's sometimes I don't catch the things that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and we talk all the time. So
yeah.
I mean, so this is a two-way thing where the girl has to be pretty. I mean, she's got to not make him guess. I mean, she's got to be pretty able to talk up front too. Is that? I mean, because this is a two-way street, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, you're showing respect for both sides.
Well, especially as a kid, we're talking about teenagers here,
yeah.
too, right? So often teen perpetrators or offenders or, you know, the kids who can maybe have an abusive tendencies, right? They often think that they have an actual right to control their partners in whatever way necessary, right? And on the receiving end, there's a disconnect, right? Something that we need to educate our children about is that they aren't responsible for – or the women, right, in this case is what we're talking about, but it can go both ways, right? Girls often think, oh, well, he's not controlling me. He's just really interested in me. And and they get that excitement about somebody having interest in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really know where
maybe
to draw the line.
Maybe the first interest that somebody's had in them.
Somebody shows up at work. They don't ask permission. All of a sudden they show up, park behind your car. Little signs like that. No, you know, there's part of you that could be – this could be – boy or girl, woman or man, different, but either sex, or boy and boy, girl and girl, I don't know, whatever your preference is, that, and we just got to admit it, that that's happening, it's alive and well, and just get over it, because, you know, we're all connected.
Right.
So anyway, so you have these, you know, something showing up all the time and leaving little notes, at which point, I don't know, it's flattering, but when does it get creepy?
When you get scared. Right.
If
at any time you think to yourself, oh, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to tell this other person that they're offending me or I don't feel comfortable with what they're doing. If you start thinking, I don't want to have that conversation with them because I'm afraid, that's when you know.
That's when you know. That's okay. And we'll take a break on that. Hey, this portion, it's 8:30 in the morning here on the last day of January. And Orchard Nutrition is bringing us this segment of the show. You know, they've been there since 1982, 13 years in a row as best in the North State. Everything they have is 100% certified organic produce. That means the ground is organic, the produce is organic, the factory that it's processed through is organic. And many things will say organic, 80% organic. Well, this is 100% organic. Everything in their store. Not only that, they have seminars on their website, so you can watch health seminars, or you can just attend in-person free monthly health seminars. You can learn more there at orchardnutrition.com/upcomingseminars. But Orchard Nutrition, locally owned, locally operated, the place to go to. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott and One Safe Place.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps.
These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Yeah, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:35 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my hair cut here in Reading for the last, 12 years. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do it by appointment now. They give haircuts. You give them a call at 244-9478. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. You'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV set there. Hockey games, baseball games, and things like that. Football, everything. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're here with Beth and Christine, and we're talking at One Safe Place, and we're going into the fact of how do we teach our children to be articulate and strong enough to be able to say to the other person, this isn't right, and I'm not comfortable with this. So, Beth?
Well, first, I think the children need to be raised in an environment where they feel that they have a right, one, to their feelings, to experience their feelings. And that's both girls and boys. We're raising our boys to you don't cry, and we're not really allowing them to experience their feelings. So kind of anger is one of the first things that they express. And people kind of think it's okay with little boys and the roughhousing and the pushing and the shoving. And I'm not saying that's not appropriate in play, but I'm saying that they need to also be held accountable for when those actions are causing harm to another person. So it's both of our children, both genders, need to be understand that their feelings are valid, their feelings are accepted, and you can express those feelings. So that's raising children in an environment where they feel valued and they feel cherished and they feel seen. They have to know that they matter. If they don't know that they matter and they have a voice in their home, there's no way to extend that feeling out into the world and in with their peers. So some ways you can do that is simply offering choices so that your children can say, ooh, what do I like? What is comfortable for me? You know, do you, and that's as simple as, do you want to wear your blue shirt or your green shirt today? And they go, gee, which one's more comfortable? Which one do I like? And they go through that process of self-assessing what matters to them. So that's kind of key.
But then you have to accept it.
Exactly.
And so if it's the bad choice.
The key to that is limited choices.
Oh.
Limited choices. The choices need, as a parent or an adult in their life, you already know the choices are okay for you. For instance, in my house, we didn't have so, but my children always had the choices. Do you want, I don't know, Rice Krispies or Wheat Chex for breakfast? Both choices are fine with me. I'm cool with both. But they are being empowered by the choices. What is it I want? What is my preference?
See, Linda, that's the problem. I have too many shirts. Because I'll put one on and Linda goes,
so
are you going to wear that?
You start like, I like that idea because, you know.
Limit the choices that you as the parent can live with.
Right. And you will know that there's micromanaging going on all the time because whether it's the father or the mother of the house, or again, mother, father, I don't know, whatever that is. Somebody's feeling like they got to make the decisions, put the breakfast on the table. This is what you have. But it also shows that as you're working with developing, helping with your child's development, is that there's repercussions from your choices.
Absolutely.
And certain things that you do. Like, I'm not even sure what that means, but.
Well, as a former teacher,
that there we go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can allow them to have the consequences of if their homework wasn't done, instead of calling the teacher and giving them an excuse of some sort. Or so it's holding them accountable, allowing your children to fail in those little ways gets them used to how they can bounce back, how they can build resiliency. And that's going to be a skill they need. That's a skill that we work on at One Safe Place. It's a skill we work on with both the adults. And definitely we have activities that help build resiliency skills and setting boundaries at Camp One Safe Place.
What did, as a teacher, I'm just curious as kind of a sidebar, when did you start teaching?
I've been a teacher forever. My first career was as a preschool teacher and a preschool director. So
the reason I'm asking the years is because I'm curious when, I don't remember this growing up, helicopter parents intervening with school. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think when you have helicopter parents intervening with the teacher and the rules is that now the waters get muddied. And therefore, there's a structure that seems to get broken, even though the teacher shouldn't be, you know, God-worthy as far as, like, final word, but respected, left alone, has a structure. When did that start to happen?
You know, I don't know. It has been getting progressively a sense of really entitlement for the children and less respect for adults. And I totally agree with you. It's not about you respect and you put up with everything. And if something's not fair,
right,
that you don't address that. And parents do need to be aware of that. But when there's very clear rules set out, then it helps kids understand that there's rules in life and this is how we can be successful. And when the parents intervene and don't let them celebrate their own successes. So with their science fairs or with their projects, I taught fourth and fifth grade primarily. When we had big projects, it was wonderful. I did love it. When you have the projects, I had them done in the classroom. So that I was there to guide them through the process, be sure they learned what makes it successful.
And
they have
a
guidelines to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that mom and dad weren't down at the local store getting all of these expensive supplies and building their own egos by creating it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important when I'm teaching kids how to make some kind of presentation, I want them to learn the skills and not the parents doing it for them.
So you both are doing incredible outreach. My question is, and I thought about this the other day, because when I entered a competition when I was 17 years old, and it was a question that the panel asked me, and it completely froze. And they asked me at 17, and I was, this was in the 70s, they said, what do you think of sex education in schools? I was so not prepared at that point to give an opinion. And so now I was thinking to my, this is just yesterday, as my brain's always on, was the education and knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it is weird to tell first and second graders, but there's also probably formulas and how to gently approach what to say and how to say no and to listen to your in. I'm just curious, mm-hmm. when does it start?
Oh, it starts in infancy, in my opinion. What do you think, Christine?
Well, I was just going to say that Beth was talking before, you know, about children being able to develop the processes that are necessary to make informed decisions or decisions that are rational, right? And if you don't give a child the opportunity when they're young to be able to develop these processes of evaluating a situation, then they're not going to know or feel empowered to be able to do that later. And they may make some mistakes along the way, right? If they do make some mistakes, that's okay, right? But the important part is that the parent is in the life to help guide them through that mistake, right? Or hold them accountable for that mistake.
Yeah,
right?
and the, you know, the accountability is the whole thing. Mm-hmm. A woman asked me one time, she was a single mother and she had two boys. She said, what should I teach them? I said, if you teach them responsibility. Make them accountable for the things they do. If they learn responsibility and accountability, everything else can, you know, can be built from there. You have to take responsibility for your own actions. But you know, you teach them also to be responsible in the sense that and not do everything for them and not cover for them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that made some kind of sense, because if you know, if you're going to be covered for or everything you do is perfect. And you get those, or you pay a $500,000 bribe or a $10,000 bribe to get your kid into college, the college you want, and then indeed you make the kids lie to get into the college, as we've seen, where they're acting like they can play water polo and they've never done it in their life. You know, now you have to hold the parents responsible. But what they taught that child throughout their life, you have to ask yourself, what have they told them? How have they raised them to think this is okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and frankly, you know, people don't like it, but I hope my license plates are made by these parents for a couple years. Frankly, you know, I mean, but it's a great learning objective, and maybe their kids, maybe it'll do something. That it'll change their lives too for the good. We got to take a break on that one.
Pontificating here.
Well, no, it's not pontificating, because I'm agreeing totally with what you all are saying on this. And the fact is that if we don't teach our kids responsibility and we give them the responsibility, the ability to make responsible actions, we're cheating them. Just like you're saying.
Right. It means I trust.
You've got to use the microphone, huh?
Yeah, we're still on. We're going
on.
Over the minute
it
here.
It tells them I trust you enough to use your judgment. I love you enough, and I'm here to protect you if you fall. Mm-hmm. But I also trust you, and we'll work through whatever it is together. But I had a fourth grade parent, and I had three of her boys in my class. It was a fairly small school. And on within the first week, one of them slugged his brother in the stomach during class time. So I immediately, you know, intervened with that. I had him go to the office. I let the kids know that this is a safe classroom. There is no hitting in this classroom. All of the kids observed this. So what I did was simply suspend him to the office for the following day, let him know that our class is for people who will treat people, others, with respect and kindness, and there isn't going to be hurting, and had him write just a sheet about what was my poor choice, what in the future should I do, who can I make things up to, and I let the mom know that's going to happen. And the following day, she came to me, and she felt that that was totally unfair. It was the first week of school. He didn't understand the rules yet.
That you can't hit.
But you're setting the rules. That is what I asked her. I said, has he been taught in the past that we don't hit other people?
What was her answer?
She didn't say much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Not a break here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. This is Carl and Linda Bott, along with Christine and Beth from One Safe Place. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, and we are about to take a break. We'll see you on the other side.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Just a small town girl.
Tickets.
Living in a lonely world.
Think so, I think.
He took the midnight train, goes anywhere.
That's true.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm not going to sing it.
I'm going to heal you.
I'm not going to sing it. I promise I'd never sing that song again.
No,
after,
I was going to say.
After I destroyed it that one time at the concert.
Welcome
back to our last segment here of Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott, 8:52 in the morning. Still about 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day up on the tower. Overlooking.
I promise not to look up there and see if there's a rainbow coming down the hill.
What you have to look if there's this big flash, this big flash igniting of light, and then some smoke, and that smoke looking like it's falling.
And then there's a rainbow afterwards.
And a rainbow afterwards, yes.
8:52 in the morning again. Welcome back to our show. We're here with Christine and Beth from One Safe Place, and we want to make an announcement that as of yesterday, I think there's just a few tickets left for the crab feed.
26 tickets left. So if you want a ticket, you said, you know what? Yes, because it's much more than just crab. It's helping out a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Then give them a call down at One Safe Place, and the number is?
244-0117.
Or you can go online.
To onesafeplace.org.
Yeah.
Or I think
come in
it.
And pick them up.
Come
or
in just
pick
come them, in yeah. and say, I want them.
Because you said a lot of people were coming in yesterday, so, you know, we're just letting you know right now.
There's like about 26, 30 tickets left, so you're
which
still,
is not a lot.
No.
No, when you're looking at a place that huge. Okay. All right. How do we want to finish up here today?
We want people to know that we have counselors and social workers who can nominate children. So if you know a child who has been exposed to any sort of family violence and you feel that they would be able to benefit from going to a camp about empowerment and resiliency building and forming healthy adult relationships, please find a way. You know, you can give me a call. You can at 244-0117, right, and ask me about how to get a kid nominated. Or you can go ahead and go through the regular avenues, which is they need a counselor, a therapist, or a social worker to go ahead and make that nomination. Also, if you want to call in and let me know personally, you know, or Beth, know about why a child needs to go to camp, we can go ahead and write that nomination too. Right. But we are also looking for counselors. So if you're drawn to wanting to help children who have been affected by domestic violence or sexual assault, any sort of family violence, please give us a call, fill out our application, and then it's going to be 1 week in June, which is the 9th through the 13th.
7th, I believe.
The 7th and the
13th. As a teacher, Beth, you know, being in the classroom of 4th graders and 5th graders, what did you have a heart at that point for what One Safe Place was doing? Or was it through being a teacher afterwards that you said, I've got to get into this work? And then thirdly, what would be some of the behavior that would make your teacher bell alarm go off as far as boy or girl, maybe coming from a situation that had been either sexually or have gone through trauma? That's a lot of stuff.
Well, the first one is I've always had a heart for anything that builds healthy relationships. The biggest goal for me as an educator was to build the strong connections with the children, because even you're trying to impart knowledge on them, but I'm kind of a believer in the whole child. And so you see, what are the needs of this whole human being that is in front of me? I have standards that I need to be sure that they are being educated so they can be successful. But if anyone is in a situation where they feel stress or anxiety, or then they're not going to be able to absorb the information. So my goal always was to have each child who enters my classroom feel valued, feel safe, feel seen. And it was amazing what they would do for me. And these are children I worked in low-income schools mostly. And they could come in very much below grade level. But once I could see where they are and honor them where they were and let them know I care deeply about them, it was amazing. Sometimes they grew 2 and 3 grade levels. It was just blew my mind. And it all comes back to relationships, feeling valued. So that in the first place, strong connections. What I would look for, the bells that would go off are basically bullying behavior, whether it's girls or boys, spreading rumors, gossiping. That's the emotional and psychological abuse. Constant put downs, trying to gain superiority over others. So it is kind of the bullying behaviors that are red flags.
Well, and the bullying behaviors, I just read an article, a 9-year-old back east committed suicide. because of bullying in the school. And there's a big lawsuit going on. That's why wasn't it stopped? And it's not just, you know, like it's not just somebody there in your face. It's online. And that's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's insidious. And everybody gets really brave because nobody knows who it is. So
right. I found a little bit of frustration in the fact that it wouldn't happen. As I said, I was very clear in creating an environment. You know, if you hit somebody, yes.
That means 1 minute.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, okay. Go ahead.
If
you hit somebody,
on.
Finish your thought.
Exactly. You know, if that's not going to be tolerated, our classroom is always a safe place. But then they go out to the playground, and our teachers are not the ones on the playground. I mean, we have qualified people who go through training to be able to be the supervisors there, mm-hmm. our classroom assistants. But the kids would come in and tell me things that happened that I did not see. And then you get the he said, she said, and that's a hard one to follow up on.
Okay. We're here with One Safe Place. It was a great show today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of information, and this is one of the reasons we have this station, and so we can pass information on like this. That giving the kids, and the thing I took out of it is giving your kids choices that are okay with you. In other words, you can wear any, you know, yeah, you just pick out the clothes you want to wear because you already know that in their closet, things you can live with. And as they get older, that gets tougher.
Love and Logic is an excellent parenting program that you can look up for more information on that. Love and Logic.
Great, great. Okay, everybody, it's Super Bowl weekend. A lot of things going on. Like I said, be looking up at South Fork today. Hope there's not a big flash of light. The other thing is that on Monday, we have Senator Dolly will be with us, along with Enjoy the Magazine, and Trish Clark will be here with us. One thing you can take out of today, in my opinion, is the responsibility for our kids starts with us, and that we need to teach them how to make the right choices, and the only way you do that is by giving them choices. So, okay, and the last thought I want you to think about is, I wonder how many animals we had to ride before we discovered horses were cool with it. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.